Any sign of anyone else, Kevin?
Harris Fisher asked as he made his way back on deck, brushing biscuit crumbs from his tunic.
Only the one ship, sir, Edwards replied.
The first officer's face looked drawn and weary, as it well might have been after a night like the one just passed, Fisher thought. There'd been little sleep for anyone, and despite the steadily freshening wind, the top speed of Kraken's little convoy was little more than 8 or 9 knots. Even to get that much speed had required them to carry more sail than most merchant skippers were willing to risk at night, when their lookouts were unlikely to see squall lines sweeping towards them in time to reduce sail for safety. Given the possibility that the galleys he'd seen leaving harbor the morning before might be lurking about to pounce on any fugitives, however, none of the other skippers had raised any protest when Fisher insisted on making all possible speed.
Only the one ship,
Fisher repeated, and heard the harshness in his own voice. There'd been 27 Carisian merchant ships, in addition to Kraken, in Farad. Of that total of 28, only 10, barely more than a third, had managed to win free. So far, at least.
And I don't think any of the others would have made it without us, he thought bitterly. So what's happened in other places?
It was not a question whose answer he expected to like when he finally found out. Unless King James of Delphirac had run mad all on his own, this had to be the work of Clinton and the group of four. The accounts he'd already heard from the survivors Kraken had plucked from the harbor waters all emphasized their attackers' shouts about killing heretics. And they'd also made it abundantly clear that the Delphiracans hadn't differentiated between men, women, and children. He could scarcely imagine how the Kingdom of Karis was going to react when it learned of this, but he already knew that anything he could imagine was going to come far short of the reality. More to the point at this particular moment, the only reason anyone had managed to escape from Farad was the fact that no one in Delphirac had realized Kraken had been fitted out as a privateer, which meant the chances of anyone escaping from any of the other ports where similar scenes were undoubtedly being enacted had to be poor.
And if I'd been the one planning this... They'll have a picket off the channel mouth, he said out loud.
Yes, sir, Edwards agreed. Either there or further south inside the channel itself.
Maybe both.
Fisher leaned both hands on the bulwark, fingers drumming, while he gazed back at the other galleons, visible in the steadily strengthening pre-dawn grayness following along astern.
It's what I'd do, Edwards said with a nod.
On the other hand, sir, they didn't have very many galleys in port when this whole thing started. How many pickets can they have?
It was Fisher's turn to nod. Edwards' question was well taken. There hadn't been many galleys available at Farad. For that matter, the entire Delphiracan navy probably had less than 30 galleys all told. And unless the local authorities had been given more warning of what was expected of them than Fisher suspected was the case, there wouldn't have been time for the 3 or 4 galleys already at Farad to have been reinforced.
For that matter, if they'd had more galleys available, they'd probably have used them for the boarding actions. They'd have been a lot more efficient than boat attacks, at any rate. Well, he said, turning back to Edwards, if they've been sitting out here guarding the channel all this time, then they don't know what happened back at Farad. How it worked out, I mean. And they don't know about us any more than those other bastards did.
No, sir, they don't.
Edwards agreed slowly, his eyes narrowing.
Let's get the ports closed again, Fisher said briskly. I think we can leave half the wolves mounted. They'll expect any galleon to have at least a few of those aboard, and they'd be surprised if they didn't see any sign of them. But for the rest of it...
He let his voice trail off, and the smiles he and his first officer exchanged would have done credit to their ship's namesake.